This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Delhi Chief Minister Atishi has handed over her resignation to Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena today, a day after Aam Aadmi Party, AAP, faced a crushing defeat in the Delhi Assembly polls. Atishi, who retained her Kalkaji seat, handed over her resignation to Lieutenant Governor at Rajnivas this morning. Atishi took oath as the Chief Minister in September last year after AAP convener and her predecessor, Arvind Kejriwal, resigned from the post amid corruption allegations against him. Meanwhile, Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena has dissolved the 7th Legislative Assembly of the National Capital Territory of Delhi with effect from 8th of February. The Bharatiya Janata Party has registered a massive victory in the Delhi Assembly elections, returning to power after 27 years by defeating the incumbent Aam Aadmi Party yesterday. The BJP has won 48 seats in the 70-member Legislative Assembly and set to form government in the national capital. The AAP bagged 22 seats while the Congress failed to open its account. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Delhi Assembly poll results are indicative of the trust the country has in the BJP's double-engine government. Addressing the BJP workers at party headquarters in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi thanked the Delhiites for reposing their trust on the party to take the national capital to newer heights. The Prime Minister further said that Delhi will get world-class urban infrastructure now.
अर्बनाइजेशन गरीबों को वंचितों को सशक्त करने का भी एक माध्यम है दिल्ली भारत का गेटवे है और इसलिए इसे देश का सर्वश्रेष्ठ अर्बन इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर मिलना ही चाहिए
The Prime Minister pledged that every promise made to Nari Shakti will be fulfilled and added that women voters have become BJP's shield. Mr. Modi emphasized that the NDA means good governance and development. An encounter is going on between security forces and Maoists in Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh. A team of security forces was dispatched on receiving intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in the forests of National Park located on the border of Bijapur and Narayanpur district. Since this morning, there was intermittent firing between the security forces and the Naxalites. The search operation is still going on in the area. Large number of Maoists are likely to be killed in this encounter. However, there is no official confirmation yet. Paris is set to become the global hub for artificial intelligence governance as world leaders, industry pioneers and researchers gather for the two-day AI Action Summit 2025 starting tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will depart for Paris tomorrow to co-chair the summit alongside French President Emmanuel Macron. Our correspondent reports that the event aims to shape global AI policies, ensuring innovation aligns with ethical responsibility. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has asked Hamas to release all the Israeli hostages taken by them immediately. This call came after the return of three captives who had been held by Hamas for 490 days. In a social media post, Rubio celebrated the release of the three hostages, saying they were finally home in Israel. He emphasized that the U.S. remains firm in demanding the immediate release of all remaining captives. This release is part of a ceasefire deal brokered with the help of Egypt, Qatar and the US. So far, it is the fifth swap under the agreement. In exchange for the three hostages, Israel has begun releasing 183 Palestinian prisoners. Lebanon has formed its first full-fledged government since 2022, ending a prolonged deadlock with Nawaf Salam assuming the role of the Prime Minister. President Joseph Aoun confirmed in a statement that he accepted the resignation of the previous caretaker government and signed a decree appointing Prime Minister Salam's new administration. In men's cricket, India will face England in the second of the three-match ODI series at the Barabati Stadium in Cuttack this afternoon. The match is scheduled to begin at 1:30 p.m. In Mumbai Open Tennis Tournament, the Indian-Dutch duo of Prarthana Thombare and Arian Hartono will take on the Russian pair of Amina Anshba and Elina Prydakina in the women's doubles final today at 5 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.